You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rachel Spears. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Monday, February 23rd, 2026. Here are the headlines to start your day. Yesterday afternoon, the Northwestern's women's basketball team lost to Illinois at home. They are now ranked 17th in the Big Ten, outside of the 15-team bubble for the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis next week. They have two games left. The men's tennis team beat Denver yesterday, and the women's team beat DePaul. Both were also at home. At the Evanston Public Library, there is no executive director. Late last week, the Evanston Public Library Board voted to accept the resignation of Yolande Wilburn. She had been on leave since November and has not publicly said why she chose to resign. Next month, a new pizza restaurant will arrive at 1527 Chicago Avenue, where Giordano's used to be. Pizzeria DeVille, which has a location in Libertyville, will fill the empty space. Evanston and Skokie's District 65 is dealing with some things as well. The chief financial officer of the district, Tamara Mitchell, will step down in June. Meanwhile, the public is calling for accountability after two district employees were arrested on charges of abusing child relatives. The district released more information about the couple who committed the crimes and how the information came to light. On Saturday in Argyle, the community celebrated the Lunar New Year with a parade. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson also made an appearance at the event, and there were firecrackers, lion dancers, and floats from a variety of community organizations, groups, and schools. It is the Year of the Horse. The 2026 Winter Olympics wrapped up yesterday in Italy. The U.S. finished second in the medal count with 33 total medals, 12 gold, 12 silver, and 9 bronze, including those won by the women's and men's hockey teams. Norway finished first with 41 medals. The next Winter Olympics will be in 2030 in the French Alps. Today is National Dog Biscuit Day and National Tile Day. It is also National Tootsie Roll Day and National Banana Bread Day. So be sure to grab yourself a sweet treat on this chilly Monday. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rachel Spears. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or wnur.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat.